85 minutes, you're the better side.
Yeah, I thought we were deserved at 4-0. I thought we were outstanding first half, probably the best first half we've had this year, really. I thought the lads stuck to the game plan really well, and we scored 3 really good goals. Excellent for Joe. Can't stop scoring now, can he? So,
but when you got those 2 goals, and quick fire goals, 2 in 3 minutes, I think it was. I mean, that was you taking a hold of the game then.
Yeah, it was, and we spoke about that. We spoke about us really. We call it, if we can get the first punch. And I think at home we have to be that team, really high energy and stretch the game. But Justin did that really well. His energy first 20 minutes, and we got our rewards. Kieran has been excellent the last 2 games. That's the 3rd game now. I think Kieran was really consistent and committed the defender every time. Got a really good goal, good strike with his right foot. Hammer comes on and gets a reward as well. We're a little bit disappointed conceding late with the 2, but it's nice to be analysing with the 4-2 win, isn't it? So yeah, I'm made up for the lads to get that 7-point return from them 3 games is really big, and I thought that was a really important performance and win tonight.
3 points is obviously, if you'd have won 1-0, it's the same 3 points. But what else do you take from tonight's game going into Gillingham?
I think there's lots of positives. I think when I'm watching that back tomorrow, I just like the way they stuck to the game plan that we set up. We spent quite a long time yesterday just working on, because we knew Darren wants them to play. We know they brought in Anderson and Boyle, who haven't been there too long, so maybe we could just set traps for that as well. So I thought they just executed it really well as a team, and individually I thought they were excellent. But I think the most importantly, their attitude and application, energy, enthusiasm, enjoyment, the 3 E's that we talk about quite a lot every day. They enjoyed that tonight.
And the other
I
thing,
enjoyed it, and I think the fans did.
Think they did, and the reaction we've had so far backs that up as well. But football, yeah, it's about scoring goals, but it's also making sure you don't let the opposition have a sniff. And for 85 minutes, Doncaster didn't look like they got a goal in them.
No, they didn't. I think their threat came when they started to go direct. I think we're a team that has to press even late on. But I think there were some tired legs late on. We were looking to bring George off, but Joe felt his hamstring a little bit. So there were some tired legs. And that what you do is you start to drop deeper. And then we're not a team who can really drop in deep. We need to still put pressure on the ball. So we'll learn from it. But as I said, it's nice to be analysing it with a nice 3 points. And I think tonight was about the result. But on top of that, it's nice to get a performance. Some individual performance tonight was excellent. So
yeah, and really another guy that caught the eye was Shaibu. I mean, he's still obviously settling in as far as you're concerned, but he doing well for us tonight.
Yeah, he's good. We debated with the energy because we knew we had to have some energy up there to try and stop them playing. We knew Justin could do it for 60 minutes. We spoke to him yesterday and today, and I thought he was excellent for 60 minutes. It'll take time for him to be able to do that for 90. But that's what it's about. His application and attitude has been excellent, and he's a threat. And it's, I know for, with that pace as a centre-half, when I played, it's something that you fear with pace. And I thought we've got pace and ability now, and really good. Yeah, excellent performance.
And you must have felt that this performance was in your team, in your squad, otherwise you probably wouldn't have brought these players in. But now that you know that there's a benchmark there, okay, guys, let's go to Gillingham and do it again.
It is. We've said we want to enjoy our football. We put up with the so-called pressures of what we were put under as elite athletes they are. But for me, you can't waste a game of football then, because that is why we do it. We don't mind the training, but for me it's about matches. It's about creating some memories and playing together as a group, and it can be short careers. I didn't play anywhere near as much as I thought I would, so we just said to the players before the game, just play it as if it's your last game. Then we'll regroup, see where we're at. If you play with a smile on your face, it's not coincidental that we usually do good performances. And I saw that tonight. I thought the players enjoyed that first half. Some of the play, some of the link-up play. We stretched it at the right times. We played it and kept it really well. So, really pleased. Yeah, lots of positives tonight.